This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. All right, Norm Pattis, really smart guy. Ride the shotgun with us. Jay Dyer, another smart guy, about to take over in about 15 minutes. But yeah, as bad as things are with the deep state branding all Americans terrorists that don't submit to lockdowns and forced inoculations of borders, and anybody that questions this election is a terrorist, you think you're going to be safe running a white flag up for that, folks? No, you're not going to be safe running a white flag up. So you're not looking for a fight, but you know what? People come around looking for them. They came to the right place, didn't they? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So, Norm, get into this huge Supreme Court ruling.
Well, apparently the divided court, it may have been a 6-3 or a 5-3 ruling with a recusal. It's not clear to me based on what I'm seeing coming in as we speak. But with three dissenting votes, the court held that the vaccine mandate for employers could not go into effect. They granted a preliminary injunction while the issue is fully briefed. So the issue hasn't finally been decided, but a majority of justices held or concluded that there was a substantial likelihood of success. So far,
they just blocked it.
Right. They signaled the following, which is a fundamental concern of federalism, and that is that OSHA, this was to take place through a health and safety regulation in the so-called administrative state, the headless fourth branch of government. Biden tried to craft an OSHA regulation that would give to the federal government a power that traditionally belongs to the state, the police power, the power to regulate health.
He even claimed the CDC could seize all housing. That's martial law.
It certainly is. But in this case, the court had suspicions that this was a judicial or a federal overreach of powers that traditionally belonged to the state, and that you could not use a state administrative regulatory power to defeat federalism. So this is as fundamental a ruling as a ruling in the Bill of Rights. There are two levels of protection that protect an American from its government. There is the Bill of Rights that poses limits on state and federal government, and I like to call those sort of horizontal limits. Those are the threshold. Nobody can cross that. But there are a vertical set of protections as well, and this is federalism, where powers are divided between the federal and state government. Joe Biden has tried to assert a federal police power, and the Supreme Court said, whoa, that is a fundamental change in the nature of law that governs us. Not so fast, Joe. And so now there'll be further argument on it. Three of the court's liberals, Sotomayor, Kagan, and I don't recall the third, voted against suspending the rule and would have let Biden go.
It's a total power grab.
If you don't think Supreme Court justices matter, ask yourself today why three justices were prepared to amend the Constitution themselves with a ruling.
So explain to me, like I'm 5 years old, because I kind of am. What does this mean then? So they're saying right now there's a stay while they decide?
Yes, that's exactly right. So the parties thought, our firm filed an amicus brief on behalf.
I should have said, hey, he's in this case in the Supreme Court.
We filed an amicus brief for the Freedom Alliance, and a group based out of Connecticut.
You filed a lot of lawsuits against forced vaccines.
We have. I mean, our view is that the people have a right to decide for themselves, and that the government doesn't have a right to cram it down. So we're very active in the religious exemption area. But what it means, Alex, is that there's a case or controversy before the court challenging the constitutionality of an assertion of federal power. Because there are questions, substantial questions, about whether that suit will succeed, and there would be irreparable harm if the action weren't stayed, the court said, fine, we're putting the brakes on. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. We need more briefs. We need more time. But in the meantime, hands off the structure of federalism. So this is actually a very good ruling by the Supreme Court. One would hope we'd get a similar good ruling with respect to the seditious conspiracy cases that arose today. That may take some time.
But regardless, our republic is under the biggest assault, I think, in its 245-year history.
You know, you read, I, I mentioned a book yesterday, the Marsh book on the new Civil War, and he's a Canadian author. He went so far as to say, look, we need a constitutional convention in the United States because the Constitution doesn't work. It's too inefficient. I think as global pressures with respect to the climate, with respect to population movement, with respect to big data, with respect to artificial intelligence, these collectivizing forces are requiring, in many people's minds, a better response than federalism can yield. So, yes, we are under attack. You'll call it globalism. I'll call it centralizing pressures. The bottom line is our way of life is under assault.
That's right. Stay there. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to leave this very simple and very plain. We've had a hotter than hell broadcast again, and history's happening, and I barely plug, and if I don't do it, we don't sell enough product. It doesn't just fund our operation. We got to buy more product out in the future because we don't run off sponsors. 90% of what we do is from the sales at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I've got to look at money and budget out to be able to buy product out in the future. And if this ever happens, I'm going to tell you, okay, guys, we've got to shut down and implode in 6 months, a year. This is the last time you're going to get these products. We're not reordering them. I'll actually have extra money because I'm not going to be reordering the product that's cost 30, 40, 50% of what we're selling it at, depending on the sales price. So I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying America is in its last days if we don't turn this around. We need money to fight this enemy. InfoWarsStore.com. 1 day left to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion to 50% off. X2 is 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth's discounted. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, I get it. The leaves fall off in autumn and sometimes stuff shuts down. I love this crew. I love we've been in the same building 15 years. I've been on air 28 years, but if you guys decide not to support us, and you've already done so much, that's what God wants. And I'll be happy to, you know, go away. But they're going to blow up a bunch of federal buildings and declare martial law and turn your power off and send forced inoculators to your house and rape your wife and children. I mean, I would just say that as it's not a joke. We've done our best here. And the good news is my best work was done 20 years ago or 5 years ago, laying landmines in people's minds for when this came. So right now is all gravy. And we're having a huge effect right now, but we already did our work in the past so people would know what was coming. So I want you to keep us in the game, but it's up to you. If you want us in the game, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get products you need to make your life better. If you don't, kill me. Shut me down. You'll never see me again. All right? That's how it works. Norm Pattis, in closing, big Supreme Court blockage of Biden's OSHA vax mandate, claiming this agency with an emergency ruling of its own can make people take shots. That's kind of a common sense thing, but it's a big deal. But that's not the war being won. That's a battle being won. You're heavily involved in these cases. Got a bunch of lawsuits for forced vax in front of the Supreme Court. You did an amicus brief for those who just joined us on this case. Tell us what that means.
The amicus brief means we just appeared as a friend of the court. We have religious objectors to vaccination in our client base, many of our clients, and they asked us to make their voices heard in front of the Connecticut Supreme Court. And what we said is, look, we don't want, there's a Bill of Rights. We have a right to make our choices for ourselves. And let's consider one of the central ironies of our time. If you want to realize just how twisted life has become, consider the following. There's a doctrine in the law called substantive due process. And that's where you go to the law, in the law to vindicate a right that's not enumerated elsewhere in the Constitution. What are the rights that substantive due process yields? Well, presumably the right to abort. It's a right of questionable constitutional vintage. But yet, when we claim bodily autonomy against being vaccinated, we're told, oh, no,
yeah,
no,
you
no.
You can kill your baby, it's your body, but we got to let Pfizer stick its metal penis in you.
In Casey versus Planned Parenthood, the fundamental abortion case, then-Justice Anthony Kennedy said the following, that we should each be free to enact or live our own fundamental conception of meaning in the universe. There has been a core traditional fundamental conception of meaning in Western civilization for two millennia. That is the relationship between man and God. And when the state tries to interfere with that relationship, my clients, and frankly I, believe there's something fundamentally out of whack. Reread St. Augustine. There's a city of God, a city of man. What is sin? Sin is love of the wrong thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in an era where we love the wrong thing. We are the pot saying to the potter, why makest us thus? Let us remake ourselves. And the result is the public place is becoming a place.
Exactly. We got to start loving freedom again.
Warfare. You know.
So how do we love the right thing again, Norm?
I think we cherish conceptions of excellence. I think the churches matter. I think traditional religious and philosophic doctrine matter. You know, I taught briefly at Columbia years ago, and I always used to take great pride in the words etched over Lowell Memorial Library. Plato, Aristotle, Demosthenes, Cicero. I studied those works and I thought, you know, I'll never be in their league, but they can teach me something. I was on the campus not long ago and saw that they had a banner above those names of contemporary authors, many of whom I didn't hear or didn't know about. So I looked up most of them and they were all contemporary, you know, people far
away. That's it. It's literally the left overriding the greatest. It's an exercise of power.
Adam,
it's not a coming together of beautiful ideas. It's an exercise by small brains.
Alex, the bottom is falling out of pluralism, and when it falls out, that hollow sound you hear, that thud, is Merrick Garland calling you a terrorist for protesting. We've lost the ability to distinguish right from wrong, better from worse, and be in our flight from excellence.
Can you believe he says that? If you protest, you're a terrorist. I mean, it's cartoon.
I think you should run a new line of bumper stickers. I'm a terrorist. And when we all become terrorists, we'll just have to challenge them. Who are you going to take today? Your mom?
But didn't we all warn the Patriot Act? I know you did at the time. I did, too. The Patriot Act would be used against us. Now they're doing it.
I remember sitting in the car the night the Patriot Act was announced, however many years ago, and saying to my then law partner, John Williams in New Haven, this is the darkest day in American history. And I continue to believe it is. And was.
And now they're openly saying it's for people.
Yeah.
And there's, you tried to influence government? That's illegal. Well, that's what's in this new indictment of Stuart Rhodes.
Here's the foundation for what Garland laid last week. The Material Assistance to Terrorist Act prohibits an American citizen from contributing to a foreign terrorist registered by the State Department. By creating a separate domestic terrorism unit within the Justice Department, we are one statutory amendment away from making that statute read, you are guilty if you finance a domestic terrorist group as defined by the Justice Department. That's all it would take to amend that statute. And I believe the way the law is being applied today in this seditious conspiracy prosecution is a prelude. It's trying to teach...
Aren't they through precedent trying to legislate?
Well, that's what they always do. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. And it's not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, that's why we say of due process, you've got to provide notice to people about what is and isn't prohibited. Usually it comes in the form of statute. Sometimes it comes in the form of practice. Your guest earlier from D.C., I forgot his name. I'm horrible with names.
Ollie Alexander?
No, the fellow that was on moments ago, the lawyer. He makes a great point, and that is that the judges in D.C. are not doing what they usually do. John Mosley. John Mosley's been in the courts in D.C., and what he's seeing is what he told us. Judges are making new rules. I sat with a member of your staff yesterday who talked about changing conceptions of what's reasonable, and that's exactly right. Look at the Fourth Amendment. People like to think that the Constitution is written in granite, and if there are absolute guarantees on what can and can't happen, there aren't. The Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. What's reasonable? Whatever the courts say it is.
Well, let's talk about this in closing before the great J. Dyer takes over. This is not signs of power from the power structure. This is not signs of that they're in charge. This is signs of a dying, corrupt elite that are out of control, which I don't want to have a fight with. I don't want to have a good or dumb or wrong battle of the gods with them. I want them to just go away and retire. We've got our own problems. But this is really how wars start, and they didn't need to just stop.
Alex, you may not want to fight, but the fight found you.
Oh, I mean, I get that. All I'm telling them is this: what they're doing is not a sign of strength. Strength, everybody wants to follow anyways.
Strength is in the streets, and strength is in the American people. That's why we were able to mobilize and win the Second World War and recover from a deposition. If we're going to be at war with ourselves or with elites seeking to conscript our institutions, we need to stand up, fight back.
No, I agree. And they've taken the sleeping giant as weakness. Now Klaus Schwab and Bill Clinton and then Bill Gates has woken us up. And now they're like, oh, they're awake. Let's declare them terrorists and have the FBI attack us. That's not a good mission for the FBI. And I don't wish any harm on the FBI, but that is not a very good mission.
I have a confession to make. I didn't know who Klaus Schwab was until I heard you talking about him yesterday. I ordered one of his books last night. I'll be happy to talk to you about what I think of The Great Reset.
Well, I never got to that, but when I start the show tomorrow, we're still on air. He got his minion, who he controls, got confronted in Parliament in the Netherlands. And got blown away.
Well, you know, who are these people that they think they own the earth and its products, including us? They're not people I know, and they're not people I've consented to be governed by.
Exactly. They're arrogant bastards. All right. Jay Dyer takes over in 4 minutes on the other side. Norm Pattis, great job. Great job with the crew. Let's pray for Stuart Rhodes, now in federal custody, along with 10 others, SWAT team today, for the crime of sedition. The left is going to cream itself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show under guest host Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. As you know, we have in my segments covered many global elites documents, books, white papers, and I love to go to the documents themselves because it really demonstrates and proves the factual objective reality of these strategies and plans that have been in the works for decades and even going back to the Royal Society 100 years ago. And today, the discussion is no different. We want to go into the recently declassified or leaked or allowed to be public on purpose document about human augmentation. And this is a joint project between the UK Ministry of Defense and the German government all about transhumanism. They don't use the word transhumanism. They use the word human augmentation because that's a better selling point. It's a better pitch point. It's kind of a PR term. And so this document goes into discussing what it will be like and how things will change by 2050. What are the expectations that we're going to see in the next 30 years? And by 2050, that's a key time that we've seen, a key year in a lot of these global elite writings, because they have it in decades, 20, 30-year increments. So in the next 10 years, they have the designs, as we've seen, for a massive 80% reduction in the population. And by 2050 is the basically the key year for when they want the total technocratic global brain system in place. And this document is one of the many documents to kind of prepare government leaders. And, this is for kind of that upper CEO corporate class and government class that read these debriefs and these boring papers that the public doesn't read. But these papers are important because they tell us everything, and they tell us ahead of time in the white papers what is coming in the next 10, 20, and 30 years. They're so crucial, they're so important, and they almost always in some way pretty much get things right. Now, sometimes there's a multitude of documents or strategies that are used for one single big event, like we've seen in the last couple of years. We saw Crimson Contagion, we saw Dark Winter, we saw Clade X, we saw SPARS, we saw Event 201. We saw all of those kind of coalescing into giving us various angles on what happened in the last couple of years. And this document is no different, except that it's focusing on what's to come in the next 20 or 30 years. So if we paid attention to the white papers in the last 20 years, going all the way back to Clade X, the anthrax experiments, or excuse me, the anthrax continuity of government plans at the time of 9/11, which were part of the 9/11 false flag event, we want to pay attention to these kinds of white papers which come out that are describing the next few decades. As we've seen, when I mentioned this document in the past, we didn't go into a lot of depth into it, but we mentioned it in passing, that it begins by discussing humans as platforms. In other words, internet technology type platforms. Humans as walking routers. Humans as walking modems. And how they can be used as receivers and transmitters of information and signals. It speaks of the previous research that comes out of MKUltra that I covered in many talks, that is the super soldier stuff. Now, there's a lot of baloney out there and disinformation about super soldiers, and people think it's like something out of a movie. But really, the human experimentation
is what led into what we call the super soldier type of stuff. And that's really just human augmentation. That's, can we put brain chips in the soldiers? Can we dose them with various pharmaceuticals and enhance their neuro capacities? All of that is in this document, and this document basically shows that what was done in MKUltra with the implantation of electrodes and all that kind of stuff is really just the predecessor to where they want to take the transhumanism now. That's what I've been saying for a long time. So it notes as well, using a lot of Klaus speak, he uses the stakeholder speak. It says that the future stakeholders and the international elites that will be putting money into these kinds of programs will have to deal with a lot of the hurdles that are in the way for getting this kind of stuff through and selling the public on it. So this document is fascinating in terms of how it sells it, the sales pitches that it has. Of course, we have the standard stuff of, well, troops get their arms and legs blown off, and we all know that if we just accept transhumanism, then we can heal all the soldiers, right? All of these really low IQ, just really stupid sales pitches. At the same time, as the document admits, things like eugenics, things like depopulation, things like we got to kill granny to have more jobs. I'm not joking. That's at the end of this document. And it points out that the more that we convince the public of those kinds of things, that you'll be better off when you're on this kind of universal basic income, when you're on this system where carbon is tracked and traced so that you don't use up all the resources. The document notes that that's when they will be better prepared to get people to accept all of these ideas. And it notes at the very beginning that governments will have to basically decide that these kinds of technologies are inevitable. And because they're inevitable, they will have to mandate it. The argument being that we can't let rogue people, rogue actors, right, rogue individuals out there that are going to nanotech, biochip people to give people an unfair advantage. Well, we'll just let the government have control of these invasive technologies, and they're called invasive technologies, because then they will keep us safe from the rogue actors that might accidentally let loose something, right? Now, who could believe such a baloney level of argumentation, such a bad argument from the very people who say that they want most people to die? All right, so they want most people to die, but don't worry, if you let us control the rollout and the mandate, it actually uses the word mandate for microchipping and nanotech, right? We're not talking about microchips from 50 years ago, although this document does mention the present-day usage of RFID microchips. It says that that's kind of old school. In the future, it's going to be nanotech, nanoblood, smart blood, etc. That will be the new way to do it. And the governments will mandate this. And the logic that they use is that you are no longer an individual with individual rights and individual decision-making processes, because you are a part of a collective. And we've seen the last 100 years of global elite documents, especially going back to things like Friedhof Capra's Turning Point, which I've covered, especially going back to Arthur Koestler's Ghost in the Machine, which I've covered. A big part of the argumentation of those books, Aldous Huxley's books as well, is that the problem for modernity will be the individual, and the notion that the individual has rights that supersede or cannot be trounced upon by the collective. This is crucial. All these documents say that. And the argument is, they say, the bad argument, the fallacy is that, well, because you can now make decisions as an individual which hurt everyone. In other words, what we've seen in the last 2 years, you no longer have the previous rights that you had, medical rights, free speech rights, because your very breathing can actually infect and toxify and kill everyone else. So you see now, all the CUFID nonsense, they will have the argumentation and the bases to argue that individuals can no longer have the rights that they've had for the last 100 years, 200, 500 years, or whatever, because of the fact that individuals now are walking basically biowarfare agents, right? Because you can just mutate and produce anything. This is all nonsense. It's all baloney. It's all made up. It's a sales pitch for a long-term transhumanist goal. And this document says that the transhumanist goal is to lock everybody into a global brain. So if you survive the next 10 years, then you're going to be locked into the global brain. That's the end goal. And this document goes wild. It goes into stabbies. It goes into biotech. It goes into genetically modified humans. It goes into everything that is supposedly made up conspiracy temple hat stuff, all admitted and real. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are. This is Jay Dyer hosting.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Human augmentation and the plans for the next 30 years up to 2050. The document goes on to say that this age is known as the information age, and it will be giving way to the next age, the next aeon, which is covered in Klaus's books, which we've covered many times here on the Fourth Hour and on my channel, many, many videos, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The next age is the biotech age. And the fascinating thing about the biotech age is that they note that the human body itself will be the focus, because it will be the new security state focus. In other words, the human body itself will become the platform for either putting out the message and being integrated into the global brain system, or it will be a rogue virus itself, you see. All of this virus stuff is about making the human body and humans as individuals viruses. That's why it fits so well into the green climate depopulation agenda. The documents actually say this, and so it points out that in the coming biotech age, anybody not integrated into the global brain system will have to be seen as one of these sort of rogue virus agents themselves, because they become the potential for either being what the NATO cognitive warfare document calls a threat, or what this document calls a health threat, because they're not integrated into the system. And we can already see that with what they're doing with the vaccine passports, with the stabbies, all of this stuff in the last 2 years is preparing us for this as the next 20 years. This is the next phase, is to bring in this stuff. And it says the document says we've already seen this by the fact that the Air Force, for example, is already beginning to move to a completely unmanned aerial vehicles. The AI is now replacing the soldiers and whatnot in the Air Force and in the military. And in the future, what's done in the military is really just a test bed for what they then roll out on the society. The future will be about human brain interfaces, and how if you do not go along with the system, you will be locked out of the system. So the system will all be based in this Borg hive mind, right? Think of Borg, think of Star Trek, right? That's what they really want to do, okay? They say that anything that's disruptive technology will have to be controlled by the system, because again, of the possibility for rogue agents or individual actors being able to use this technology, and that the rise of the machines is inevitable, and the future will be one where battles are fought through psycho cyber warfare. It's not really about the battlefield anymore. It's all going to be the online cyber battle. And I did a whole talk, if you remember, on Cyber Polygon, where I went through the whole exercise and we looked at how we were already being set up for the next pandemic, which Klaus says will be a cyber pandemic that will dwarf what we saw with the COVID. The document goes on to say that warfare, R&D and warfare is key to figuring out the technologies, using warfare as a experiment, as a science lab, basically, world as a laboratory, to then figure out the ways to put that onto the domestic population. This is always what warfare is about in terms of the modern world, is figuring out and tweaking and testing things that are then put upon the domestic population, because it's the same power structure that has pretty much run the Western world for the last 100 years. And they have the same Malthusian, dystopian, technocratic view and attitude that we are seeing unfolding before our eyes. It's in all of their books. And it notes on page 22 that this is an elite plan. The elites will be putting a lot of money into this, and they will be fostering and funding synthetic biology. We saw Klaus talk about synthetic biology. I will get inside of you. We will change you. We will get in you. And I know that some of you probably find Klaus very attractive. You probably want to be intimate with him in that way, but I don't. I do not want to be intimate. I don't want Klaus in me. Okay? I don't think he's that hot. Elites and body modification and even plastic surgery have paved the way for the future of human augmentation and bodily modification. So body mod, and I'm not knocking people to get tattoos or whatever they want to do. The point is that from an overall vantage point, that was all part of prepping people to accept technological modifications to their body as hip, as cool, and all this kind of stuff. And it's not about any of that, right? You may have had your own private personal motives for body mods and all this kind of stuff. But the long-term goal is to condition people to accept the chips. And it doesn't have to be an actual microchip. It can be nanotech. It can be all the, it could be what's in the stabbies now. We don't even know, right? But another key thing I noticed in this document was that one thing that the document says will be needed for the next few decades to bring this system into place fully will be the collection of mass data, big data. How does big data play a role? Well, big data plays a role because the mass info allows for them to figure out how to tweak the system, what works and what doesn't work, and to basically experiment on everybody in the world. The World as Laboratory, that's a famous book, pointing out the scientism attitude of using and collecting information in all of these arenas and all of these domains to come up with the best way to steer and control the system. So mastering the human genome is part of that older Pentagon plan, mastering the human domain. If you remember, that was, I think that was Air Force documents that came out some years ago around the time of Jade Helm. They said, oh, yes, we do have all these plans, and we call it mastering the human domain, just like they have owning the weather 2025 Air Force document, right? Just like they have plans to make the entire Air Force drones and AI. Mastering the human to full spectrum dominance. Full spectrum is everything, including your biology. And that's why Klaus says that's sort of the last frontier, the final frontier. Remember that movie, Inner Space? Was it Martin Short? Right? Little bitty tiny Martin Short inside your body. Little bitty tiny Klaus Schwab.
That's where you get to talk about it. There's little change of biology. We will change this. You will be changed into a nanotech creature.
That was a little tiny Klaus, right? The normal Klaus would have a more baritone.
We will change our biology from the inside out.
So AI total tracking is necessary not just to keep up with everything in real time and to know what you're up to and to, you know, put you into the database, but to take all of the data to figure out in what way they can claim that you are using too many resources. And it even mentions the wearables and how the wearables like the Fitbit and all this kind of stuff and the cell phones and all of that. Cell phones are basically wearables anyway, right? We always have them. So the point is that data is used to figure out ways to run the giant carbon scam that's coming, right? The lockdowns, all that stuff was about, oh, we need climate lockdowns, you see. And so this is all just a selling point, a sales pitch to say people who don't go along are the cause of all of the problems, right? They're the ones that are making everyone sick. They're the ones that are using too many resources. And so the document literally says that if you don't go along, that the people that aren't genetically modified, that aren't fixed, when they don't fix the DNA, as we just heard the CEOs and executives of various pharmaceutical companies saying in the last few weeks and even going back a few years, that they would blow up the existing system to enact this new system. The GMO genetic human modification creatures that they want to produce, well, it says that these will become either weaponized human beings that are genetically modified or the fixed people. So they can do both. And it even warns of that this could all be weaponized. I mean, page 29 is amazing because it actually sounds like the very thing that's been going on in the last 2 years. They don't talk about anything to do with, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies per se, but they mentioned the CRISPR editing. They mentioned the possibility of genetic modification of humans, changing the human genome through these technologies, and that when these gene therapies are unleashed, it could have positive or negative consequences. That's page 29. And we just have to collect all the data to see which works, which things works, and which don't, and then we'll know how to fix everything. That's the very thing that, who was it, the Pfizer CEO was saying, like 2 days ago, that Alex just played the clip. Oh, now the immune systems are gone, now we'll fix it with the next booster, right? The next stabby. Then it goes on to talk about the fact that we will eventually have this embedded in our brains. And so all of what's happening now is, again, remember, to get us to this point, to sell people on the automation, on the toxic nature of humans in general, supposedly, how everybody needs to go away, and then we need to have all this stuck into our bodies to fix us. It's all about fixing us. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay's analysis.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. If you'd like to read about the topics that I'm discussing that I wrote about 5, 6, 10 years ago, you can get my two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, at my website, signed copies in the shop. Those have collectively about 1,000 almost five-star reviews across Amazon and various platforms. So those books have proven to be quite prophetic, especially given the fact that many films kind of prepared us for the world that we're entering, and we come to find out that no, actually science fiction has had a key role, especially Hollywood, in preparing us for the world that these psychos want to bring to reality.
Now, we were talking about brain control, mind control, and how this document goes into the history of electroshock, neurostimulation, how a lot of the MKUltra research literally went directly into human augmentation, human MK Delta projects related to basically seeing how they could fix man. And the idea that we need to fix man is based on the notion that man is really just a bag of molecules, right? He's just a meat sack. But he's a meat sack that could be turned into basically a walking modem or router potentially. And because he gives off signals and brain signals, brain waves, and he's a sort of electromagnetic being, that means that humans could be tweaked to become part of a big organism hive mind, or they can be depopulated if they don't go along. And so I'm just amazed that the document mentions on page 33 that this technology could either be positive or it can be weaponized. Now, remember, it even says that pharmaceutical corporations have played a key role in this because they were the ones that developed a lot of the brain-altering technology through chemical studies, through entheogens, and through LSD. So the studies and the pharmaceutical company, Sandoz Pharmaceuticals, that developed things like LSD, that was a key way to study and see how the psyche of man would adapt to and react to various chemicals. And that's why it ties into putting the electrodes into the brain, experimentation with the microchips back again 50, 60 years ago. And now it has become the idea that in the near future, they're going to literally have human brain, computer brain interfaces that will allow for the transmission and download of data that's two-way. And it even mentions that, like an Iron Man, right? You remember in Iron Man, how he's got an exoskeleton and he can fly around and it's so cool. And they literally try to sell it like it's some kind of Marvel movie, right? There you see the guy in the middle there like a Transformer or something, right? and then it goes on to talk about how the metaverse and virtual reality will play into this because there's going to be a linked technology. What are linked technologies? Linked technologies are what they call NBIC, which is nanotech, biotech, infotech, and cognitive science. All of these four together, NBIC, will all link together. And remember at the end of Klaus's book, what did he say in the last section of Fourth Industrial Revolution? He says that the Skynet technology that's up in the sky with the satellites will link to the humans on the ground who are chipped and or nanoteched. And they will link to the Internet of Things, which is everywhere. Everything will be basically sprayed with some kind of nanotech so that everything is tracked and traced in real time. And it's going to be a lot of fun because you also have your little metaverse coon pod where you can put the goggles on or you can lay in your pod and, just blast your mind on porn all day. So you're going to love it because you get a basic income if you do that, you see. But, you should also, if you want all that, you're going to have to get sterilized, you see. And then it goes on amazingly to discuss the moral obligation that the governments have to do this. And it says, look, everything's evolving and morals evolve. And since everything evolves, laws evolve. And so you're just going to adapt to the fact that it's an obligation to morally, genetically mutate humans. And the reasoning is, just like in the Cold War when they had the reasoning about, the Soviets are going to do it. So we got to do everything nefarious because if we don't, the Soviets will, and they'll have the advantage. It's the same stupid fallacy where they say if the global government does it, augment and chip everyone, then nefarious individual actors are going to do it. I mean, it's just that ridiculous, right? And so they say we have a moral obligation to do it. Now, the document doesn't talk about morals or explain why or what the justification for morals are. Because remember, in the last, 50, 60, 100 years in the world of academia, almost the entire world has promoted from the scholastic academic realm the notion of moral relativism. There are no morals, no obligations. It's all relative, bro. It's all a social construct, dude. What's true for you is true for you, man. You can't bind me to anything. Even though that statement itself is an attempt to bind people to a moral obligation that you have to submit to relativism. In the same way, this document, it says, but now there's an ethical obligation. Why is there an ethical obligation? If everything's relative, everything's evolving. There's no such thing as obligations when things are evolving. Well, that's because they use doublethink. If you've read Orwell, you know what doublethink is. That's a contradiction at a fundamental level. And it says, Moral obligations are such that now governments will have the mandate and necessity to microchip and to alter into GMO humans, to mutate them into Frankenhumans, because if they don't, other people will, and it's just the way it is. Get used to it. We've evolved. By the way, it's all premised on everything just evolving. If everything is constantly evolving, then the idea that everything is evolving is also evolving, and that's self-refuting. You see how silly that is? But the in other words, I'm just pointing out the document is based on the older Malthusian eugenics ideas. It's based on dysgenics ideas. And it even says on page 47, we're going to have to just get away from the notion of family and kinfolk. So there's no obligation to family and kinfolk. That's what the document says right there. We're going to have to get away from this idea. But there is an obligation to submit to the global government, who has the moral obligation to chip you. I mean, this is all just contradictions. It's nonsense. And it goes on to say that there will be international legal problems. There are going to be legalities involved in this, because presently 40-some nations forbid human cloning and human genetic modification, even though now the U.S. is beginning to cave on these experiments, right? There was, what, just this year the legislation passed about cloning. And then it notes, well, look, they're going to have to, the people that will pass this stuff off will have to appeal to the way it works in the military. And since a lot of this stuff goes on in the military, and because laws evolve, well, we're just going to have to do it. And it says that the way to do this is to convince ethics boards and people who object to these things that they need to default to the experts. That's literally what it says, page 54. Just convince them to listen to the law experts. Who are the experts? Oh, it's just whoever repeats what the self-appointed experts say. That's what an expert is. Got nothing to do with science, nothing to do with actual ethics, nothing to do with objective truth. It's just what experts decree just arbitrarily, ad hoc. And the document actually says they're just going to pass the experts, and then the experts will convince the ethics boards and all these people to just do the new updated thing. Oh, now it is okay to do this. Now we can mandate this. So in other words, the last 2 years of forcibly doing the stabbies is just to prepare for, in the next 10 years or 20 years, forcibly doing the microchips. You have to. It's part of what's necessary. We have to do it to save and fix man. It even says on page 58 that, and it's got a sort of amazing section of honesty, well, it might even be an elite overclass that gets all this technology and uses it in a nefarious way. Who knows? We don't know. And then it makes the most shocking claim, which is that because this life extension technology might get out to the public, what we're going to have to do is cut it off. And we're going to have some kind of way. It doesn't say death panels, but it basically is intimating that, because it says that when the youth in the next 2 decades realize that people living longer is using up the resources and putting a stress on the social system and on the medical system, they'll be much more amenable perhaps to something like death panels. So, you know, kill granting and you'll have more jobs, right? Remember that quote? Oh, we're not supposed to talk about the death panels. That's not a conversation you're supposed to have. Well, that's literally on page 59. Just convince the younger people that they get more stuff or get more junk if I kill my grandma. That's what it says, right? Kill granny, get more jobs, get more stuff. So then it says that the implantable chips are already being used, and the implantable chips will eventually become a global mandate. The life sciences are now part of the security state. You no longer have a right to your individual person and medical freedom, because that is what is the main barrier to the DPOP agenda. The whole thing is just about DPOP, and not just getting rid of most people, but then moving on to the technology that the elites think that they will have in order to become super soldiers, superhumans. That's what this document said. The whole document is about that, and it's about how to sell it. And I'm coming to the end here, but it even goes into how to promote this and discuss this in the various sectors and areas of society. How to get religions to promote transhumanist ideas, how to get education, how to get government, how to get geopolitics, all of these arenas to promote this idea, because this is ultimately that satanic mimic plan of God's plan to sell everybody on this beast system. So if you want documented objective proof, you need look no further than this document, which says that that's what's coming in the next 20 to 30 years, a global microchipped population. This is J. Dyer of J's Analysis. Be sure and go to the information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.